Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. Oh my God, you guys.
Photography 101.
I know, they're all taking pictures in here. I love it. You are tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, the second hour of our day. We've got one more hour from 2 to 3, and actually this week is our recovery. So I'm so glad that you are here, and everybody's like, recovery? That's our new two shows that we've done so far. But it's really recovery of life and anything that you're going through. And I'm so glad it's sponsored by SOBA. And please join us from 2 to 3 right here. Again, our show is all about the brighter side of the 805. That's where we are talking from right now. But you can listen, learn, and laugh from all over the place. I do want to remind everybody that if you aren't by your radio, you can listen online now, dynamictalkradio.com. And we're actually on every day from 6 to 7 and 7 to 8 and then 2 to 3. And so I'm so glad that we're able to stretch out all over the world with that. We've been growing leaps and bounds. And I do want to tell everybody about our newsletter that goes out every week. And it's about all the great things. And we have a little bit of we kind of all blog a little bit in it to get, like, you talked about pictures. Which
I
was
did.
Great,
I took about pictures.
Yeah. And I love that because sometimes we are behind taking a picture and we're not really in the moment, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think there's such a thing about social media, especially Facebook, about posting every moment of your life and also only the great moments. So it looks like you have that great Facebook life.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, I had a whole conversation with someone about that, posting about, you know, my loss and this and that. I mean, people actually love that. They like it. They support you.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
They send their positive energy your way, and I love that.
Yeah, we've been getting amazing feedback. I do want to give out our phone number again if you are just tuning in with us right now. We're different than all the other shows. So our studio number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got tons and tons of things that we're giving away here, and Tom's going to help us talk about them. But not on top of our giveaways, we've got Valentine's giveaways, and so I want all of you to be a part of all that. So all you have to do is call 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name and number, and one of our operators and members of our team will get back with you. Tom, what are all the great things we're doing?
We have tickets for the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. They still have the amazing automobiles. A lot of folks have seen that. If you haven't, you're missing out, so you got to win tickets with Kim Stomp at the Fred Cavalli Theater, one of my faves. It's percussion, it's dancing, it's pretty dramatic, and it's a lot of fun. So catch that with Kim. Harlem Globetrotters, we talked to Stretch last hour, and we have tickets to give away for the Santa Barbara performance of the Harlem Globetrotters, also out in L.A. The last 5 years, the latest play to hit the Rubicon Theater, and we have tickets for that. Caneo Players, another excellent theater that's in Thousand Oaks, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. We also have some comedy. Jason Love puts together the best comedy shows.
He does. It's so great.
Yeah, really funny. He's got a lot of connections to bring in some funny people. You're going to catch that if you're lucky, a lucky winner at Camarillo Paseo Cinemas. And finally, the musical Hairspray, Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center. And that is going all the way through to February 15th. Those are the prizes.
There you go. And you know what? I would love to start off with right now. How about a set of a pair of tickets to the last 5 years at Rubicon? That's playing from January 21st through February 15th. And we got a pair of that. And let's do a pair of Laugh Out Loud with Jason Love. And that's Wednesday, February 18th at 7:30. And that's at Camarillo Paseo Cinema. So he... does a great thing. He's got friends that all come up there, and I'd love you to be a part of that. So right now, call, and I know we got lots more.
We do. What I'd like to top that with is a two-night weekend stay at the Sheraton Agoura Hills Hotel. That's a great thing to do for Valentine's Day. We also have a $30 gift certificate to Pete's Breakfast House. And Mission Oaks Cafe, we just had some people from the restaurant here, a $25 gift certificate to that restaurant, which has an amazing farm-to-table menu. $25 to Lure's Fish House. They've got two locations. And a $25 gift card to the Perfect Bite Cake Balls. And I love these. These are a great hostess gift. These are a great thank you. And they're just the right amount of sweets. And with Valentine's Day coming up, don't forget the $25 gift card to Kate and Lace. And that could be for you or your significant other.
I like the way you said that. Because really, week we were talking about that. Is it a gift for him or is it a gift for her or
or
her
can
and,
you
or
go
her
treat
her
yourself?
Or him or him.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
I love it. What else?
And then we have a spa gift certificate to Shanique. And it's a deluxe facial with a relaxing shoulder and arm massage that includes chocolate-covered strawberries and a glass of champagne.
Nice.
That's
nice.
Really nice.
There you go.
And also a Camarillo Yoga Center. We have a one-month adult gift certificate for their meditation group. That's a great way to relax and unwind and also to stretch your body. And Somas Nut House is definitely Valentine's Day is not just for the typical chocolate. There's nuts, chocolates, candies, all different things to choose from there. Definitely check them out. And then we also have one Soto boutique bracelet that everybody would love to have.
I love Soto. And you know, Soto has great clothes,
things.
Too.
I know. They have really
–
I can never walk out
to be perfectly honest.
They do. They have great – they have great hip, trendy now things.
They do.
Right.
They
right.
do.
Yeah.
So they're located in Westlake. They've got one in the Valley. And they actually have two stores in Westlake. So, yeah. Anyways – it's all good. I want to tell you about our guest today, our guest, and Dr. Shailene Pham is going to be talking about Valentine's Day and how to better your relationship. So I'm excited to be talking with her. Also, we're going to be talking with Wendy Treiner and to talk about the gift of cancer. And what a way to, you know, I'm sorry, Jennifer, you just lost a friend, right?
I did. My heart goes out to the family of Kristen Calfo, her husband, and her children. She just passed away. Many of you might know her from the Ventura County. She's been spotlighted on numerous times by the American Cancer Society, as well as the Ventura County Star. She wrote a book about when mommy... I can't think of the title of it right now, but it's When Mommy Loses Her Hair.
Yeah.
And it's about, that means that the medicine is working. She's an amazing person. And unfortunately, yesterday, she lost her battle with cancer. And I will tell you, she did not lose it willingly. She fought it up till the very last second. And that is definitely a loss for her family and our community. She was an amazing person. So my heart goes out to everyone.
Yeah. And not only that, you know, we just kind of keep fighting together. And I have a couple friends, one of my friends, Sherry, and actually Laura, they're going into surgery. So I really believe in prayers. I really do. It's all about really just...
And put it out there on Facebook.
You know?
Put something positive out and say, send prayers.
And you know what? And follow us on Facebook. We've got amazing... Every day I post something just to inspire you, to lift us all up, and so we can listen.
And that's when
Lord,
we're using
laugh.
It in a positive way. I know last week we talked a lot about social media, and that's when you're using it in a positive way.
Right.
Positive energy going out.
All right. Well, I do want to bring our first guest on. And Dr. Shailene Pham, are you there?
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your book.
Well, I am a psychologist practicing out of Los Angeles and Newport Beach. And recently, I became the best-selling author of the book called The Joy of Me.
Oh, I love it.
That
the
is
joy
great.
Of me. That's great. And so what is, you know, tell us a little bit about The Joy of Me.
It is essentially learning to focus on yourself so that you can find your sense of self and your happiness from within, so that way you don't end up looking for your partners or the people around you to fulfill the happiness for you.
So important. You know what? I'm so glad that we have this on today because, you know, Sherry, you know, you're single. There's a lot of people that are single. And why should we not invest in ourselves and really find, you know, even if we were or happy or unhappy, and then you try to bring somebody else in your life, if you're not fulfilled in your own body and your own soul, you're not going to be happy with somebody else.
And more importantly, if you're in that relationship, try to have your own happiness without expecting that other person to make you happy.
And to get into that.
I'm a big believer in not being in these codependent relationships.
Well, especially with Valentine's Day right around the corner, I think it gets built up so much that you want it to be this perfect holiday, and you want it to be this, and you want it to do that, but you are expecting someone else to give that to you. If you want a box of chocolate, either say that's what you want or buy it yourself. When it's on sale, the day after. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? I think people like,
why not spend
all these,
it and just go
I know,
buy
but you'll
it.
Enjoy
there's
it so
no excuse
much more.
To be unhappy if you're single on Valentine's Day.
Absolutely
just no
not.
Excuse.
But even if you're in a relationship or married, there's a really good chance that he might not live up to the expectations you have set in your head for this holiday.
So true, Jennifer. So true. So why not try to fulfill your own needs? And I think that's really one of the things. I mean, I love the name, The Joy of Me. We need to, I mean, some of the things that we don't even know what we want. So how are they going to know what we want?
It's absolutely.
Nicely.
Yeah.
You just hit the nail in the head right there.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
And also that a lot of time, you know, we're so afraid of verbalizing what we want and let them know because we think it's selfish or we think that either we don't deserve it or, you know, you're thinking that they may not live up to it. So why even bother?
Mm. You know, last week I asked our guest, you know, what do you think makes a great relationship if you're looking for somebody, you know, and you're looking to find love? So in your opinion, with your work, with your research, she talked about, you know, respect and looking up to somebody and them having your back. That was a really big point that she made.
I always say you want to be with somebody who enhances who you are.
Absolutely.
You know, who enhances, who makes you
brings
better.
Brings the best out of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you don't want to be sucked dry from somebody because you're
they're
trying to
takers.
Codependent them. You're trying to make them happy, and they're not trying to make you happy.
So in your research, what do you think it takes to, what do you want to look for in a person, a partner, a relationship?
Well, first of all, you really have to know your sense of worth. You know what you deserve, and that's what you want. So that way, you know, part of the codependency relationship is you depend on other person, you're trying to make them happy, and hoping or wishing or expecting them to make you happy. Which then, you know, if they don't, it doesn't happen, you end up being resentful. So it's really important to have your sense of self, you know, to develop your sense of worth. You have that confidence because when I work with individuals who are in relationship or single, what we have known now in terms of with the science is that we are attracting the partners who share the same or similar emotional development as we are.
Well, it's about water seeking its own level. It's the law of attraction. We attract what we are every time.
Oh, there you go.
They always say if you want to know what your kids are like, look at their friends.
Yes, and so...
Or even a guy or a girl. I mean, dating. Like, look at their friends.
Oh, absolutely.
I say, actually, look at how they treat a waiter or a waitress.
That's true.
I say, look at how they treat their mom.
Mother.
How they treat their dogs.
Yeah. Well,
do they like
how
dogs?
You treat yourself?
I didn't like animals. I did not have any pets till we had kids.
Oh, so you're not a
I know.
Pet
I'm that person. I'm a good pet owner, but I'm not a huge animal lover.
You're not?
Oh,
and okay, so you just brought it up. I just had to.
I know,
yeah,
I'm
I
sorry.
Just had to have put
See,
my,
I understand that
my,
sadness,
my
and I have compassion
that I've
for
had
that.
Forever. She was 12 years old
oh, that's
to
so
sleep.
Sad.
And
I have to do
you know,
that.
It's like, when do you know it's time? You know, because I'm not one to really give up, but, you know, when she couldn't walk anymore. And,
absolutely.
You know, I have to just share my honest feelings, you know, and. You know what? I felt so good that all my kids, and they're all just, they all had their, you know, little say goodbye to it, you know, to our little Roxy. So.
Well, I think that's so important that an animal is a pet, that it's a part of your family. Like,
yeah,
it's an extension of your family. That's what, I mean, that is a true pet, is an extension of your family.
And I think when you're single, pets become so much more, I've determined.
I think when you're older, all of a sudden now, you know, it's interesting how, you know, some people don't even feed them dog food. I mean, I made her rice last night because I thought, maybe she could handle that. You know,
right.
You do whatever you can.
Trying.
They're like your kids, you know.
Exactly.
So what about dating ideas for the busy parent? I love that idea. How do you do that, doctor?
Well, you need to carve out a time. Make it, I would say, ideally once a week, and even just a couple of hours, just so you can get away from the kids and rebuild and reconnect with your partner. because when you are not connect with each other, you're out of tune, and then your kids will see that. And oftentimes, kids are very smart. They pit you against one another.
Right, and it doesn't have to be. Oh, that definitely is. And it doesn't have to be a big fancy date every week, does it?
No, it doesn't. It can be something simple. It can be just short, like going out in the back of, you know, a backyard and just have 15 minutes or half an hour just so you have a cup of tea and you reconnect with each other.
There you go. You know what's interesting? My husband and I were talking about this the other day, and we all work so hard on our jobs and our, you know, our life other than our marriage. A lot of people don't think that you have to work hard on your marriage, but it's almost like, you know, at the beginning of the year, it's, you know, we kind of, I always call it the responsible list. I was going to talk about that when we have a little bit of time today. But, you know, it's kind of like the time to make your, you know, doctor's appointments, do all that stuff. But what about just looking at your relationship and going, are we on target? Are we both wanting the same things again? You know, is there anything new that you want to do? Is there anything new that I want to do? And really kind of getting back on the same page. I think that we just assume that life's going to take us in the right direction, and sometimes it doesn't. And I really want to, you know, really kind of bring
that. It's not taking the other person for granted.
Yeah, but not only that, is really it's all about communication.
It's kind of, I feel like it's the relationship that probably gets put on the back burner because
yeah.
You've got kids, you've got other issues that you've got to worry about. It's sort of like the master bedroom. It's always the last room to be made zen.
I have a question for the doctor. So what about relationships in terms of friendship versus romance? What do you think is, I mean, they're both important, but sometimes if you're too much like a friend, does that kind of take away the romantic piece?
It is important because, you know, first of all, you are a friend, your best friend, and then you are the lover. But in terms of having a balance in your life, because, you know, you can't just relying on one person to fulfill all of your needs is an impossible task. So it's really important for you to have the time to yourself, like you mentioned earlier, and then have time with friends and also time for your...
Yeah, it makes you more interesting if
yes.
you have different things going on in your life. And then you have something to say at the end of the day.
Well, and you don't want to do everything together. I'm always amazed by couples that work together and are happy and stay together. I mean, that's
yeah,
a lot of together time.
Really? You know, it's...
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be with someone all the time. I couldn't be with someone all the time,
yeah.
every day.
No, I need a little space. There's got to be something
Absolutely.
To talk about, you know, right?
Absolutely.
I do want to just remind anybody that's just tuning in with us. Yes, this is the Kim Pagano Show. We've got another hour. We are from 6 to 7 and 7 to 8. We've had amazing phone calls. And I do want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008. We are different than the other shows. We have our own number, 419-0008. And we give away a ton of stuff. And I want to give away some Kaneo Players Theater. How to Succeed in Business Without Trying. Could that be possible? I don't know, but it's going to be playing from March 13th through April 12th. I love it when things just authentically happen, you know. But anyways, give us a call right now for that, and you'll definitely get your name in. And let's pick something on there that we can give away.
Let's give away... How about the Harlem Globetrotters? Because Stretch was awesome.
Yeah, he was.
Santa Barbara, Wednesday, February 11th, and in Los Angeles, February 6th through the 16th. So that's down at the Staples Center or in Santa Barbara. Both are great venues to take your family and your kids.
Yeah.
Lots of great things to do.
There you go, 419-0008. And we're talking with Dr. Shailene Pham, and we're talking about Valentine's Day relationships. And so leave us with a couple things that we can really make a difference in how to survive. You know, when things change in our lives or, you know, our children or, you know, maybe you're going through a really hard time right now business-wise, what are some of the things that we can do to really make our relationship stronger?
Couple of things is, one is, verbalize, ask what you want. Don't leave any room for guessing because it doesn't work.
Mm.
Number one. Number two is, and that's, you have to know what you want too. Earlier you're talking about how, you know, look at how other people treat, you know, the bartender or the pet. I would say look at how they treat themselves because
oh,
it's very easy it's very easy sometimes to take care of everybody else, but if you neglect yourself, that's going to hold over your relationship later on because they're going to expect it from you.
Wow, that's a good one. I never really thought about it. Because some people, you know, they don't invest in themselves because they don't really think they're worth it.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Really quick, what's a great Valentine's date or gift idea?
That's very much depend on the individual. So don't fall into the trap of saying you should have known by now if you are a man and that's how your partner is. Say, babe, you know, just tell me exactly what is it that you want me to do, because sometimes, you know, women, we think that if we don't verbalize it, they have pay attention, then that they we are more special. But I want you to think of it, if we are really special and we ask about something, they honor that. That is more valuable than how they have to guess.
Yeah, I think that's setting somebody up to fail. I mean, that's a great idea and a great, very romantic that he would know exactly what to give you. But I do think that's kind of setting someone up to fail. And if it's someone that you really like or you want to continue a relationship with them, if it's you're newly dating, that's almost sabotages it before you get to that place.
Also, if someone is always getting you great gifts, I think you take it for granted.
Someone's
like, I mean, no, not that you
don't think I would.
That you,
try me, right?
Yeah,
try
I'll go ahead and be a guinea pig on this one, Sherry.
Okay,
you can start
you got
next
it.
Week.
But no, I think you can take advantage. Just someone just keeps bringing you flowers and bringing you cards. I mean, all the
You're
time.
You're right, because it kind of loses its meaning.
Yeah, exactly. And then what are they up to that they keep bringing you flowers?
Right, exactly. What exactly is going on?
What about the breakup of a relationship? What about the fallout of a romantic breakup and a broken heart? What could you tell our listeners if they're going through something like that right now, just around Valentine's
then
Day?
I have a challenge for you. Ooh. I challenge you to make a date with yourself.
With
which
yourself.
For a lot of people, that is really hard.
Yep. And if you don't want to go out because you're going to see every couples out there, that's fine. But I say cook yourself a meal. You know, turn on the music, have the candle, buy yourself a flower, just date yourself for
you know,
that one
it's
evening.
Funny. This week on Tuesday, I just did nothing all day. And I don't know if it's because I'm grieving, whatever. And I was very non-productive. And I had guilt all day. I did. And then I realized, what is that about? What would I tell my clients about that?
It's okay to
chill sometimes.
To have like a fuzzy robe day.
That's really what it was.
I don't do a lot of that, but you know what? It's almost like
I
be
never
good
do
to yourself.
That.
Hug yourself.
Uh-huh.
Just take that time.
I think what people should do if they're having a date with themselves on Valentine's Day, you should go to where people are and just see how you can kind of like make yourself laugh.
Like, I don't want to be around a bunch of couples.
So, excuse me, can I just try that?
you
I guys look
it.
Fun.
I
what are you
it.
Talking about? Could you imagine?
Dr.
Shailene,
it's like watching
airplanes at the airport.
Where do we find more about you?
You can go to my website at www.drshailenefam.com. And if you want to purchase a book right on time for the Valentine's Day, then it's available anywhere, but easiest is probably Amazon.
Oh, great. We didn't get ours yet, but I hope they're on their way. And is it called Valentine's Day / Relationships?
For the book?
Yeah.
It's just called The Joy of Me.
The Joy of Me. I love that name, and that's great. So thank you so much. Again, Dr. Shailene Pham, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Wendy, and I think it's Trainor, and she's going to talk about her book, The Gift of Cancer. And, you know, it's like we just said, we lost somebody, but sometimes, you know, it really just makes people look at life a little bit different. And sometimes we need that reminder. With that, I'd love to give away some tickets. How about to Hairspray, the musical in Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center? And that's January 16th through February 15th. And let's give away a couple pairs there. 805-419-0008. Call us now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My life is brilliant.
Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on our second hour. And again, we're every Saturday from 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. And our 2 to 3 show this week is a recovery of life, recovery in anything that you are coming through in your life. And Sherry and Jennifer and I and Tom, we would love you to join us, and this is sponsored by SOBA. And not only that, we've just got amazing guests that we've been talking to, and you know, we just were briefly talking about
Whitney Houston's daughter.
Yeah, I mean,
Bobby
Christina. Tragic.
So tragic.
You know, this is why I thought it's so relevant that we need to really talk. There's a place, there's a warning, there's things that we need to do as, you know, for our loved ones that we need to know all the things that we can do out there. And so definitely,
and there's
join
a place
us.
For people to listen to for hope and healing and for
yeah.
inspiration.
It's so sad to see a child suffering like that. It's one thing, it's equally as sad to see an adult suffering, but for a child to suffer like that, I think is so sad, because this is the carefreest time of their life. This is when they should have
wasn't seeing the warning signs? And were there all these yes people around her that, you know, in other words, how come no one was supporting her? No one was getting her the help that she needed. Did she refuse help?
Yeah,
I don't know. These are a lot of questions.
We want to be, you know, just to really give you some great knowledge out there. So I hope you join us again at 2:00. The show that we're on right now, The Brighter Side, we're going to be talking with Wendy. Wendy, can you help me with your last name? Is it Trainor?
Sure. It's Trainor.
Trainor. Okay.
And I bet people can say that now all the time.
Yeah, there you go. Trainor. And your book is The Gift of Cancer, and I'm so glad that you're joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and thank you.
Thank you. I consider myself a teacher of self-love and happiness, and in my own cancer journey, I had been depressed. I had suicidal thinking. I actually wished to get cancer so I could make an easy exit from the world. I wouldn't have to devastate my family.
You mean prior to getting the cancer?
Prior to getting the cancer.
You wished for cancer. Oh, God, talk
I
about
mean, how
lot.
Crazy is that? And then my wish came true.
Oh, wow.
I was, you know, granted that wish. I got cancer, and it turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to me because it was my wake-up call to life. Facing death was my wake-up call to life.
Yeah, you hear that a lot. What can I ask what type of cancer it was?
Sure. It was a lymphoma, which is behind the breastbone.
And now you're in remission?
Now I'm in remission. And what's amazing is it was a huge cancer. When I got into the hospital, the doctor had told my sister, who later told me that if I hadn't gotten there when I did, I would have been dead in 2 weeks.
And so how have you changed your life, Wendy?
I'm so excited to tell you and all our listeners. Well, I started to love myself.
Mm.
And what's really interesting is it seemed like it took me to get to the end of my life to finally not only realize, you know, how precious every one of us is, but especially myself. You know, I'd always told myself to try harder and that I wasn't good enough. And finally, with a diagnosis of cancer, people said, you can have a break now. And I felt this outpouring of love. And there's a really amazing story I'd love to share with our listeners, if you're willing, that will just inspire all of us.
Absolutely. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry and Jennifer and Tom. And we're talking with Wendy Trainer. We're talking about the gift of cancer. And, you know, it's about turning your tragedy into a treasure and a treasure map to happiness. You know, it's interesting. I mean, you know, have there ever been a time, like you just talked about, that you had a hard day the other day, Sherry? But you know a time where you just, like, maybe you're getting a little bit of a cold and you go, it's almost like a sign to say, slow down.
Well, I think that's what it was. I was probably just tired and I just needed to do nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
And sometimes we need to listen to our bodies. We need to make sure that we are in tune with our bodies, our relationship, our children, our businesses. You know, sometimes there's days that you just cannot connect with anybody, and then there's days that everything falls into place. So,
tell us your story, please.
Yeah, Wendy.
Right. It's a really amazing story, and I'm so excited to share it with you. So, you know, I was diagnosed with this cancer. It was huge, and I was, you know, almost on my deathbed when I arrived at the hospital.
How old were you?
I was 29, and I'm 39 now, so it's almost 10 years. And I had, you know, been struggling financially, and I had gotten this email from my advisor from graduate school, whose name is Phoebe, and in it, she said that she'd be willing to help pay for my health care. And she wasn't related to me, you know, she's not family, she's just this woman who has nothing to gain from helping me.
Wow.
And just to know that someone out there was going to help me financially, which is what I needed, was like, instantly I felt lighter. I laughed for the first time in a long time, and I felt the tumor energy leave my chest. And that sounds very mystical and woo-woo. And because I told Phoebe, I said, Phoebe, I think my cancer is gone now. And remember, this was this huge cancer, right? And 3 weeks later, we did the CT scan, and my cancer had completely disappeared.
You mean without any treatment?
No, I did treatment. I was doing, very good question, I was doing chemotherapy. So I was doing chemotherapy, but even the doctor was surprised when the cancer had completely vanished in less than 53 days.
And that's amazing.
Yeah, he said he was going to consult a world expert because he didn't know what to do because it had vanished so quickly.
And so what is this thing that you talk about, the overlap between science and spirituality?
Yeah, that's exactly. What it is there's really twofold ways of looking at it. One is I had been studying emotion before I was diagnosed with cancer. I'd actually been studying with Phoebe, who studies emotion. And out of that research, I learned, but I had never applied until after I was diagnosed with cancer, that the perception of conflict is associated with negative emotion. So if we perceive that we have what we don't want, or if we perceive ourselves as not having what we do want, we're going to feel negative emotion. And it wasn't until cancer that I thought, oh, well, now that I know this as a scientist, why don't I apply it? And I started telling myself I have what I want. So I started telling myself cancer is a gift. You know, this is an opportunity for me to become my best self ever. This is a blessing in disguise. And whenever I felt that I wasn't feeling loved by someone outside me, I saw it as an opportunity to be loved. And so I really did mental gymnastics to start perceiving everything in my environment with a peaceful, loving awareness. And I noticed that my energy seemed to go up. It felt like I had more energy, which I believe I can use to help my body heal itself.
So you kind of looked at it like the glass half full,
right,
with your treatment.
Exactly.
Well, you know, there's such a study ever since I've started this show from 6 years now is, you know, if you look at everything really with the brighter side, you know, of every situation, when things happen, like, you know, Wendy right here, if you look at it, okay, what's my learning in this? How can I get through this? You know, and positive thoughts.
But it, just so not what we see in the media in general. Like,
well,
if you turn
no,
on
you
TV
don't see
or,
that. But if you see all the people that that do live their life like this, you could see how positive and how amazing it can make changes in your life.
Well, that's what I've been saying all along. We attract what we are. So,
yeah,
you know, if you turn on the news and it's all negative, negative, then look at around us. There's a lot of negative out there.
Right.
What's going on with terrorism? And, you know, we could go on and on. So what's that about?
Well, and do we have to watch that? Do we have to live our life like that? No, we need to tune in to all the
choices,
positive things in our life that can lift us instead of bring us down. And, you know, I'm looking through your book, Wendy, and you've got little, like, lessons on different things. Are those your lessons?
Yes, they're my lessons.
Okay.
And these are all little realizations that I had during the cancer process or after it.
I love it. So cultivate an attitude of gratitude.
Oh.
I mean, that, you know, to me is something that you wake up every morning and you go to sleep every night thanking the Lord and you know, the people around us for everything that that we have in our life.
Yes.
Every single day to whoever it is that you believe in, that higher power that you live with. But to have is not to possess, but to appreciate. Again, so many people expect or get upset when somebody, you know, like you were saying, they all give presents every day and then all of a sudden they miss one day and now it's all over. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, we need to just kind of look at the brighter side of every day that we have.
How did your relationship with your higher power change, Wendy?
Oh, that's a beautiful question. It was another amazing story. Can I share it with
Please.
You?
Please.
Amazing story. So I had... at the time I was diagnosed with cancer, I had no faith in a higher power, and I had hit, you know, rock bottom. And so in that moment of despair, I said, look, God, just tell me what to do. I'll do anything for you to avoid more pain. So it was a moment of total surrendering, you know, all my ideas of who I think I am and what I think I can control and what I think I should do. I just gave it all up. And less than 5 minutes later, I got a phone call from Brian, who was a friend of mine from 18 years back. No, 18. I met him at age 18, and it was 10 years, 11 years back, and now I was 29. And he was on the phone, and he said, Wendy, my father has passed away of lymphoma, my same disease. And in the call, he said that he needed a new kidney. And so by the end of the call, I felt like I needed to give him my kidney. So by the end of the call, I promised Brian I would give him my kidney whether I lived or died. And what's amazing is, even though at the end of my story, ultimately, I did not end up giving him my kidney, he ended up getting a kidney because my promise moved him to the top of the kidney list, and he got it from a deceased person. And today he says he never knew life could be so good.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
What a great story. Wendy, when was that moment that you really took it to the brighter side?
Such a good question. I think it was I really think it was two or three different steps, and two of them I've shared with you. Those are two different steps where I took it to the brighter side. And the third step was realizing, you know, I had felt, actually, upon the diagnosis of cancer, I felt like it had been someone else's fault. I felt like, oh, if these people hadn't been so, you know, hard on me or so mean to me, then I wouldn't have gotten cancer. And I realized, look, Wendy, if you're going to continue to believe that, you're just going to boil in anger and you're not going to, you may not survive this thing.
What was the despondence? I mean, what happened to you that you were so down? Did something happen in your life? Was there trauma?
Absolutely. I had, and I describe it in my book, I had been told that I was the top candidate for a professorship position at a university. And because of that, I had raced to do my dissertation, which usually takes years. I did it in 3 months. And then I learned, unbeknownst to me, that because I had done my dissertation so quickly to get that job, that my last year of funding had been severed. So I lost, like, which sounds like not a lot of money, but it was all the money I had counted on. I lost like $15,000 or $16,000. Because I had rushed to get the job that they said that, you know, I was the top candidate for, and then I never got the job, I lost the funding from the next year that had been promised me, I lost my identity, you know, I lost the job, I lost everything superficial, and in a way, it's a blessing because cancer stripped away everything that was false, leaving only the true. Mm-hmm. All that was left was love.
So you relied on all that external stuff to make you happy, and then you realized again, and I say this over and over again, it's an inside job.
It's so important not to let.
That's exactly right. Happiness is an inside job.
I think it's something so important to remember that, especially with work, that work should not define who you are.
Never.
Well, there you go. Well, Wendy, where do we find your book?
I would love to share with you. You can get it at giftofcancer.com. Or if that's too long, you can come to my website, icanheal.com.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for sharing your story with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, okay, I want to know what you guys are talking about over there.
No, I'm just saying you have something about work, and I'm like, I'm looking at Jennifer going, I am a workaholic, something I do need to work on.
There you go. Well, you know what? I would love to give some tickets away right now, and how about, let's see, what have we not given away? Stomp tickets.
Ooh, Tom, your favorite.
Another, yeah. How about some Stomp tickets right now? 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And they are playing in Thousand Oaks February 11th and 12th, and then also in Santa Barbara February 9th at the Granada Theater. You want to give something away over on that list?
I would. I would love to give away the last 5 years at the Rubicon.
Oh, there you go. Okay, we'll do another.
That's a great theater.
I'm telling you, that play is
amazing.
That's
a great play. It's a really good play. When we had them in here, it's a great play.
Yeah, and it's only two people, and it's like the last 5 years of a relationship. But it's amazing. You got to go check it out. So let's do that. We've got a couple sets of tickets for all of those things. So call us right now here at the Kim Pagano Show, 805-419-0008, 805-419-0008. And stay with us. We'll be right back.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer.
Hello.
And Sherry.
Hi.
And Tom. And we are talking, actually, we're just going to chat a little bit. I do want to get some feedback from all our listeners out there. I love feedback. And, you know, it's so great when people know that, you know, that we know that you're loving what we're talking about. That's what it's all about. This is what we're doing here for you. And we're just really, I always think of it as this is cheaper than a therapy, right?
Absolutely. You know?
But not only that, it helps me every day. But, you know, I wanted to talk about something that I wrote on our newsletter. And if you want to get one of our newsletter, when you call up, just ask for a newsletter so that you could be a part of it. But, you know, I always wrote, are you easily distracted? Is it hard to stay focused? Do you feel your life is organized? And or how much time do you spend looking for lost stuff?
I spend my entire time looking for my car keys and my cell phone.
Okay, so I'm going to just, okay, so that, don't you have a little pocket in your purse for your?
Oh, no, in my home.
Okay.
So I figured out the car keys. So now I put the car keys on a table. It's my cell phone. I literally spend my entire time looking for it.
Ah, I don't know about that. But, you know, the one thing that you
just
need to do.
Just wait till you're 10 years older, Jennifer.
Yeah, is you just got to keep putting it in the same spot. But I get that. I do that sometimes, too.
But again, that's an absent thing. We're not thinking when we put the.
Well,
down.
And probably you're if I put my phone down and I didn't have it with me all the time, I wouldn't be like setting it down.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Well,
those are just automatic things we do.
Yeah. But if you said yes to any of these, things that we talked about, it's important that we always be kind and to not spend time with people that really don't, you know, there's a lot of, I don't know about you guys, but is there anybody that you always are trying to help them out or trying to make them happy and they really aren't interested? It's such a waste. It's like, I don't know. It just seems like a waste of a gifted day, you know? And
try to help someone.
If they're not going to help you, you know.
If they're not going to help themselves, you
exactly,
mean.
Yeah. No, I love it. I mean, you know, yes, we should all do things for other people. But, you know, it's like.
Well, I think it's a shame it takes sometimes a diagnosis like cancer or someone we love dying or getting a divorce. I mean, honestly, people's most growth occurs during a crisis.
Isn't that the truth? Absolutely.
And life is too short.
Or what about 9/11 when that happened? Everybody was so loving to each other.
Home style food came back.
You know, everything. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like, years go by and nobody's really.
And I also think it's important to, especially as an adult, when you have a relationship with a friend, usually that you no longer benefit from it. You don't need to stay in those friendships. You know, you always read about, they say, let things take their course and let them slowly fizzle out when it's time.
Are they sucking the energy out of
you?
Well, that's the question.
And you need to, you know, it's like release every negative thing before you go to bed at night, right? And the people that have done you wrong, the sun will go up and the sun will go down, but if you kind of, you know, as the best of your ability, because there are things that sometimes you can't really get over or that you're working through in progress in life, you know, But it's like, you know, have you ever gone to bed and you just wake up almost like with a terror about things that you thought about, or like, how could they have done that to me, you know? And it just, it really defeats you. So that's what, you know.
It's about reframing that thing. It's, you know, there was something that was kind of on my mind, and it's just about looking at it from a different point of view.
Yeah, and you know, I love what you just said. That was one of the things, is reevaluate the people that are in your life.
Well, yeah, I'm like thinking what Sherry just said, and really, if you a friendship should make you happy. I mean, of course, people make mistakes and they say something that's maybe not nice, and they'll apologize or maybe they'll change plans or something like that. But overall, a friendship should not be difficult. It should always make you happy
and reciprocal.
Absolutely, and if you're not getting that from it, you should probably release yourself of that friendship.
Exactly, and then, you know, it's like, give them another try. Maybe they had
a
bad day, right?
Make mistakes.
But if it's like, you know, where they're almost like a human vampire, they're sucking you dry. You know, everybody knows people like that.
Or you don't feel
like
good
that
about yourself when you're with them. They're probably, you shouldn't be with them.
Right, right. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, maybe that's like their only close friend, and it's almost like a routine. You call that person every morning.
Exactly.
They still bring you down every morning, right? You might feel a little lonely at first, but you know what? Somebody else is going to fill that spot.
Absolutely. A great exercise, you know, not only to be to think about what you're grateful for, but think about what you're not grateful for and how that has served you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, for instance, someone passes away, you say, okay, I'm really not grateful that he died. However, it's making me more present in my life. It's making me
the brighter side.
Right. In other words, what is the brighter side of that thing that's negative?
Right.
Because
right.
things are going to happen. Life happens.
Right. To look on the positive side of everything that happens.
Yeah. It's right. what you're grateful for about it.
You know, and like I said, we just had to put our dog to sleep, and my kids were all crying, and you know, and then I just realized, you know what, God, we totally enjoyed our dog.
I was just going to say, you had such love in your mm-hmm. with that dog.
You have
dog.
Such yeah. great memories of your dog.
Yeah.
And those don't go away.
No, and they don't. And
doggies
that's
go
really
to heaven.
Like
that's
what
right.
we, you know, what we have to look at. So, you know.
But do you have pictures of your dog?
I did.
Did you? I mean, okay, when I put my dog down, I actually felt his soul leave. Did you feel any energy?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't go in the room? Okay.
No, my husband and my son did.
Okay. It was unbelievable. I was with my daughter, and we actually felt the energy of the dog's soul. And my daughter's not a woo-woo person. And she like looked at me and goes, Mom, did you feel that? I'm like, yeah, I felt that. I mean, it was really incredible.
Wow.
Same thing when my dad passed. I actually saw the energy.
Wow, that's incredible.
That's amazing.
So what do you guys have planned for, you know, Valentine's Day? Are you having a dinner?
No.
Are you making a dinner?
You know, I'm not huge. I don't like to go out to dinner to a restaurant on Valentine's Day because I don't like a preset menu for myself. Like, I want to go to Mission Oaks Cafe and try everything that they have.
Yeah.
Or the dinner pairing. Like, that yeah. sounds really great to me. But I actually have a friend coming in from Switzerland.
Ooh.
I know. So we're going to try and get together while she's here with her husband. So that will be really fun.
There you go. How about you?
Well, you know, I'm dating, so we'll see what happens with this dating
Ooh.
Situation.
Make sure you tell him what you want, Sherry.
You got it. Absolutely.
But you know what I think? Isn't that really the way we should live our life? I mean, you know, it's interesting. I'm really trying to, you know, obviously I'm a radio host, but to have a voice in everything, because I'm more like, oh, it's fine. It's okay.
Right.
You know, go ahead. You can get in front of me. You know, I'm not in that big of a hurry. Are you one of those kind of people? Because you know what? I have decided that, yes, if I have a time and they can go in front of me, but I'm not going to be, you know, you want to have a voice.
Oh, absolutely.
In everything that you do. And you know, a lot of people don't have a voice.
Okay, but you didn't ask me what I'm doing tonight.
Oh, what are you doing tonight?
So my aunt is turning 65 and we're having a surprise party for her. Just a small family, close friends tonight. And she has no idea.
Oh, really?
And her husband nice. Passed away a couple years ago. So
So you're having people over to your house?
Yes, for her surprise party.
Oh, how many people?
I think 20 people. She's a special ed teacher, so we invited some of the teachers that she works with in our family.
Now, this is your aunt?
My aunt, my mom's sister. Oh. So it's so funny because I sent her a text, and my family has a real, they're not so good about like being on a plan for like directions. So I'm like, okay, I'm sending her a text inviting her to dinner. Everybody say they can come. So then I texted her, and she fell for it hook, line, and sinker. So that was really exciting.
Party like that too, where I got invited to a Christmas party, but it was really my party.
Oh, that's cool, fun.
Yeah, so it is fun. You know, it's funny because there are people that you can't really surprise. And I don't know. Have you ever had a surprise party?
Long time ago, when I was very young, early 20s.
Yeah, Jennifer, have you?
I think when I was 14, my friend gave me a surprise party.
Yeah, Tom, have you ever had a surprise party?
Yes.
You have. Were you surprised?
Yes, and not happy.
Oh, why weren't you? I specifically requested no party.
And
really?
Were
was it a big birthday?
So they were doing it for themselves rather than you, Tom.
That's right over there. Purpose to have a party.
I did not invite a ton of people. I invited like
her close friends,
she does stuff with, and I didn't. We didn't make it fancy or anything like that, so it should be fun.
Oh, I love it. God. Well, I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. And, you know, again, it is our recovery show, and our guest is Candace Platter. She's going to be on, and she's the author of Loving an Addict, Loving Yourself. We're talking about loving ourselves, aren't we? I mean, that's really what it is. But the top 10 survival tips for loving someone with an addiction. Also joining us is Deborah Alessandra, and her book is 12 Steps, 12 Stories. It's a spiritual message of recovery for children and the child in you. So that's going to be right here at 2 o'clock. And again, like us and follow us on Facebook and become a part of us there and share us with your friends. We've been growing leaps and bounds, and there's just so many things that we can do out here to have you be a part of our show and to really just keep growing like this. Again, you can listen to us on Dynamic Talk Radio, and that's dynamictalkradio.com. And so we have so many ways that you can reach us. Again, our phone number, 805-419-0008. And let's end our show with a moment of happiness. In order to be irreplaceable, one must always be different. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want.